Oh, in studio, we've got Wes Flynn, who is the Humanities Division Chair and Associate Professor of Music, and has been a member of the Morris faculty since 2012, and is an accomplished musician and composer. Also, we have Adolfo Mendonca, right? Is that close enough? It's perfect. Well, I'm trying. You are the director of jazz, and you're relatively new to Morris, according to my notes here. Your second year with the music department, having previously taught in Illinois and Brazil, which is fantastic. Also a remarkable keyboardist and composer. So, fellas, how are you today?
Having a great morning. Happy to be here.
All right.
My pleasure.
Cool, very cool. So we're talking about the Jazz Fest coming up, the Jazz Fest 2025 at the University of Minnesota Morris Jazz and Commercial Music Program. Is going to be happening April 3rd and 4th, and Brazilian music is the highlight of this year's Jazz Fest. So yeah, what would you guys like to mention about?
Yes, I think this is the first time the Jazz Fest is focusing in Brazilian music. And we are bringing some outstanding performers and clinicians, such as guitar player Romero Luambo and Clarice Assad, singer, who have played all around the world. And we also have saxophonist Matt Petnold, who is the director of jazz studies at the North Dakota State University in Fargo. We are also bringing for one of our nights other performers, such as Mark Widenhofer. This is a tough name for me, but he's coming from Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. We also have Dustin Retzlaff, which is a UMM alumnus. And finally, we have percussionist Diego Silva coming from Brazil.
Wow, very cool. Now, this is the 44th Jazz Fest, a non-competitive festival open to middle and high school jazz bands and combos. Is that correct?
Yes. We also have high schools coming from several schools in the area participating in our Jazz Fest. They come to play for our community and also for our guests, receive some advice from our guests directly, and stay for the evening concert and for master classes.
Yeah, this is a tremendous opportunity for the students, both at the various schools who come in and for our own UM and Morris students, to be able to work with musicians of this caliber and to be able to do it right here in Morris, Minnesota. One of the things I've always talked about, to use a boxing metaphor, is this institution, music, but in all other areas as well, really hits above its weight class, and we're able to bring in some remarkable musicians to work with our students and with area students, and it's something we're very proud of.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. We were just talking off the air, and I mentioned I used to go to a jazz club when I was living out of state, and I enjoy the art form, you know, and I can't play anything. I just, my brain to my fingers and hands.
I've never let that stop me.
You guys are going to be playing, again, that's going on, Thursday and Friday, April 3rd and 4th. Now, tickets are being sold mainly online, right?
Yes, tickets are still available online. They can be bought in advance. They can be bought in the door, but I would strongly recommend people to get the tickets online just in case.
All right, yeah, and you can get those tickets at z.umn.edu/jazzfest25. Also, you can call by phone if you're interested, 10 to 5 p.m. at 320-589-6077. But or like you said, at the door as well. But you want to get your tickets first,
and foremost. It typically gets sold out, so it's way better just to buy those in advance, just in case.
All right. Yeah, great. What else would you guys like to add?
Well, again, this is something we've been doing since the 1970s. It is tremendous. Wonderful thing, tremendously wonderful thing for our students, for the community, and we're happy to do it every year. It is something that we're very proud of, and the community really enjoys as well. So please come on out. We also have a couple of other upcoming events. On Sunday, April 13th, in the recital hall, our Camarada Strings will be doing a musical movie matinee, performing excerpts from various film and TV scores over the years. And on Sunday, April 27th, also at 3 p.m. in the HFA recital hall, we'll have our spring concert with our Communiversity Band, a wonderful conjunction of community members and university students, and the UMN Morris choirs, music to herald the coming of spring, which, as you know, in western Minnesota can sometimes not get here until late April.